Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking with Ben Hales, Chief Operating Officer of the New Orleans Saints. And Ben, looking at an article recently that said the small market New Orleans Saints are not only black and gold, they're TV ratings gold. That the Saints are a ratings bonanza for the NFL and the TV networks. Some of the highest rated games featured so far this year have featured the Saints. Why is America falling in love with the Saints? Or why do you think there is such interest nationwide in our Saints?
Well, I think it's a trend we've seen really over the last 10 years, if you look at it. And there are a couple of factors that go into that. And, the first is we're a consistently winning organization that's earned feature placement with NFL broadcasters. If you look at our schedule, it's kind of incredible that the first time we had a noon game played was the Tampa game on October 6th. So we went the entire first month of the NFL schedule either being in prime time or in the late afternoon game that gets much larger national coverage and a lot more people watching. But, you earn those placements. And, the networks are much like the rest of the NFL. It's a performance-based business, and the Saints consistently perform regardless of who they play nationally ratings-wise.
Have the Saints actually become America's team?
Well, we would certainly argue so. If we look at some of the things that would make you an America's team, a lot of it comes down to what do people feel about the organization and the players. And we have got some exceptionally exciting players to watch, with Drew and Alvin and Mike Thomas, Cam Jordan, Lattimore. Those are the kind of individual talents along with a winning team that people tune in to see. And I would also argue that they're now, obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but I would say we're probably a little bit more likable team than maybe some of those others who claim to be America's team.
There's some feeling that we may be still being seen as sort of an underdog. The survivors of Katrina, the team that lost for so many years, the Bounty Gate bad guys, the good guys who were robbed by the referees. And now all of a sudden here we lose our starting quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's injured, and we are underdogs of a different sort and just chugging right along. Does that, do you think, have anything to do with it?
I think it's part of that. And I also think, nationally, people love New Orleans. And the New Orleans Saints represent New Orleans not just as a team on the field, but all of this of what you're talking about, being an underdog, overachieving, having a chip on our shoulder, I think makes people pull for us a little bit more than maybe some other teams out there. Going back to that likability, there is something about New Orleans that people love. They love our resilience. They love how unique we are. They love the characters that we have. And the New Orleans Saints on the field are that perfect reflection of what New Orleans is as a community.
Now, meanwhile, apparently the Patriots, the folks who have been so popular for so long, their days as a big draw for viewers apparently may be coming to a close, that the nation, the sports fans, are suffering Patriots fatigue. None of the games, the top games so far, have featured New England. Are we also kind of an anti-hero?
Well, all I can say is I'm going to sound like Bill Belichick a little bit. I'm just going to worry about the New Orleans Saints and what we can do to make sure that we're in this position where people continue to tune in, they continue to watch. And, the other thing that I don't think we should, as important as these national ratings are, if you look at our local ratings, we're leading the league, and it's not even close. We're averaging over a 50 rating each and every week, and there is not a team within many, many points of us in that, which speaks to just the passion of the, one thing in our market and that's different than some other markets, everybody is a Saints fan. When it comes to Sunday or Monday night or Sunday night, people are tuned in or they're at the game and they are all in. And that also, if you think about from a home game perspective, that environment that our fans create when you're watching that, how many times you can barely hear the announcers because of the energy, it really makes our games more compelling because you feel that excitement and what kind of event it is. And we're really appreciative of that home field advantage that we've got.
Speaking of those hometown fans, Roger Goodell apparently got a pretty good idea of that last year, didn't he, when the city of New Orleans boycotted the Super Bowl?
Well, I would certainly say the NFL noticed the displeasure of our fans, and it was duly noted.
Okay. Hey, anything else of interest that I ought to pass along?
No, you know, I think one point, I haven't seen the article that you're talking about, but one thing that we have seen that we are trending, that article is exactly right, and that we are trending to be the most watched team in the National Football League. And that says a lot about one of the smallest market teams in the NFL being the most watched, that just like New Orleans, we're out punching our weight each and every week.
Hey, Ben, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Yep, you got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.